Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to be able to bring to you another message from the precious Word of God. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We're located at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri, and we invite you very cordially to come to our services. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for each age, and we have wonderful teachers, and we'd love for you to come. Bring your Bibles and your families and be with us, and be assured that whenever you come into the Independence Baptist Church that you'll hear the Word of God. We invite you to come. If you're not able to come to our Sunday school services this morning, then feel free to come on into our preaching service at 11 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So that Sunday school this morning at 10, our regular worship service at 11 o'clock, and then our evening worship service is at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We have our midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. And so we invite you to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. This morning, we'd like to speak to you from the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. A very sobering message. The book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. This message is concerning the children of our nation. Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." This verse of Scripture, Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, is a very sad verse. It is written to the children of the nation of Israel. You see, the adults had forgotten the law of God. And because the adults had forgotten the law of God, the Bible says, God will also forget thy children. In other words, the adults would not know the law of God so they could teach it to their children. And that is exactly what's happening in our nation today. Our children do not know the laws of God because the adults don't know those laws to teach their own children. Let me give you some examples, and I have just three here today, of young people whose lives are a tragedy because they were not taught from their very youth the Word of God. The first example is the story of a young boy who's 9 years old, and his name is Adam. Adam is a handsome boy, blonde-haired. He's very polite and soft-spoken. Every Saturday, Adam dresses in an immaculate sailor suit and goes to a local suburban mall. He positions himself carefully outside the entrance to the restrooms and patiently waits. And sooner or later, a young mother approaches, holding a little boy by the hand. Adam knows what she's thinking. Her child is too old to take with her into the ladies' room, but he's too young to go by himself into the men's room. So Adam approaches the young mother, smiling gently. "Do you want me to take him inside, ma'am?" he asks. "I always take my baby brother." Relieved and grateful, the young woman entrust her child to this charming little boy, and then she waits outside for his return. And she waits, and she waits. Finally, when too much time has passed, she either asks a passing man to check on her son, or on some occasions rushes inside herself. She would find her child on the floor of the restroom crying, with slap marks on his face, his clothes in disarray. The only sign of Adam is the open window he had used to escape. But Adam didn't get away. Adam got caught, taken to jail, and a lawyer was procured for his help. Adam readily acknowledges to his lawyer all of his crimes, but Adam displays no consciousness of guilt whatsoever. When he was asked, "Why do you do such things, Adam?" he looks as if the person is totally unaware of all reality. And he says, "Why do you feel sorry for my victim?" Nobody felt sorry for me. Upon learning about Adam's background, we discover that Adam has actually served an apprenticeship in sexual assault. His home had been the classroom. The therapist told us that Adam was trying to master his own sense of powerlessness to overcome oppression by imitating his oppressors. Adam said, "I like what I do. It makes me feel strong and special. It makes me in control." Adam was 9 years old. The second case history is of a girl by the name of Barbara who was working in a massage parlor in Times Square. She had run away from home in another state. Her nights were endless with ugly sex, dulled by cocaine and pills, with a stream of faceless strangers. At 15 years old, she turned over her earnings to a brutal pimp. When she was found, and as her counselor was driving her away from the massage parlor, he asked, "Don't kids like you run away to find life better than what they left behind?" And she replied, "I did find a better life." She was 15 years old. Another story, but a young boy by the name of Marcus, he stabbed a man in the heart on a Midwest street corner. And as he sat together and talked with the police officer, he said he didn't remember a time when he hadn't been beaten. He recalled that his sister had recently given birth to a baby, and her father was the father of the baby. The baby was born addicted to crack, drugs that she had purchased from another of her brothers. Marcus had no expression on his face. The psychiatrist said he's dead inside. Marcus said, "I just wanted to see if I could kill somebody." Marcus is 14. These are just three horrible stories. And I know that all of our young people are not filled with things like this. But what is wrong? Let me tell you what's wrong. The Bible says that the people that have forgotten the law of God, God will forget their children. Our nation today is in a great area of tragedy, because people have forgotten God's Word. The Bible is a good book. The Bible gives us morals. The Bible teaches us how to live. And yet, the Bible in our own United States of America is a forgotten book. It is a rejected book, simply because people say it's not good enough. It's an old book. And people today have come to the place that they will say, "We don't want God. We want morals, but we don't want God." Let me tell you, the Bible is a book that teaches men and women, boys and girls, how to live. The book of Proverbs in our Bible is a book that teaches the consequences of sin. It teaches how to live a quiet and a peaceable life before God. The book of Ecclesiastes is a book which tells us the natural results of living in this life for this life and forgetting God. But those books have been forgotten. They have been cast aside as if the Bible is a refuge that is no good at all. But look what's happening in our nation today, simply because men and women do not read the Word of God. the failures of our nation, with the increase of crime, with the increase of adultery, with the increase of pornography, with the increase of all kinds of wickedness and sinfulness, is because we have forgotten God's law. Let me tell you this morning, God's law will be adhered to, or we will pay the consequences of forgetting God's law. We might say today that we are a nation of great freedoms, that we have the freedom to live the way that we please. And that's absolutely the truth. But I want to tell you this morning, that whenever you live the way that you please, forgetting God's law, you'll pay the consequence of forgetting God's law. The failures of our nation is because that the simple laws of God, people don't know. The Bible says that for a man to commit adultery with a woman is like taking fire into his bosom. It's something that you just don't get over. It burns a hole in your soul. That's what the Bible says. And yet there are others that say, it won't happen to me. I'll be fine and well. But I want you to think about this. The calamities that's upon our nation today is there because men have forgotten the laws of God. And now, men are doing something that's even worse. Men, as they turn away from the laws of God and say that the Bible is a book that's outdated and that we don't need, and now they're saying that we need ethics. Many laws have been passed to try to ensure the ethics of our government officials, and it's got worse and worse. And now, in many colleges and universities and law schools and medical schools, business schools, even in some high schools, there's courses being taught trying to teach ethics. At the same time, leaving the Word of God alone. Let me tell you, it's impossible to do. What are we going to do with all of our difficulties, with all of our problems? How is it going to be solved? In the classroom? No. Is it going to be solved in the lawyers' courtrooms? No. The problems of our nation today will be solved in the home as men and women humble themselves before the Almighty God and bow their knees and confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Confess that they have sinned, that they must get back into the Word of God and learn what God's Word said a verse at a time, and begin to pattern their lives and to live their lives by this precious Word of God. Because my people have forgotten my law, God says, I will also forget thy children. This is not a threat that God gives us in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. It's an absolute promise. And we can see this coming to pass with our very eyes. This is why it's so important for you and me to get back to the Bible, get back to the Word of God, to study this precious book and to learn what it says. We see that our time has gone away from us again today. In closing, we want to give you an invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church where you'll hear the Word of God, where you'll find the principles and the values that's good to live by. And we know that when you come to the house of God to worship Him, that you'll find great blessings for your life. Well, we invite you again to come to the services and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another message from the Word of God. Thank you now for listening.